Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I'm joined by Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, the long-awaited show. How you doing, Rob?
Doing better than last week. That back injury healed up, so I'm grateful for that.
That sounds good. I got to give a shout out to a listener who listens in Sweden right off the top. I can't miss this guy. He's been listening for years, is a devoted listener. And he says that even when life's problems get in the way, listening to the show gives him an opportunity to kind of vacate his mind and just listen to some great topics. Christopher Gustafsson. Listens in Sweden. Thank you so much for being a loyal listener, Christopher. Anyway, yes, I know you tweaked your back last week, but this week you're feeling better, huh?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't as severe as in the past. I have had real, real bad issues with L4 and L5 that just had me flat on my back. But this time, gratefully, it wasn't as bad, and got it looked at, adjusted, and foam rolled and back in business.
Back in business. That's the important part. Anyway, before we get started answering questions and stuff, I think there's a couple things you wanted to mention about one of the Age Force patches. Your girlfriend has been using the Fat Burner patch, right?
Yeah, and she likes it so much. She actually reordered today. So, you know, to me, that really says something because she is exceptionally lean. You know, does a lot of running, a lot of weight training, virtually no fat on her whatsoever. And so for somebody to notice a difference with that patch and reorder is, you know, the stuff works. There's no fudging a thermometer. You know, my temperature increased 2 degrees within 90 minutes of putting it on. So
that's not a placebo.
It's not a placebo. Yeah. It's not a placebo.
How is the Aura MD working out?
Aura MD is working out, you know, superb. It's everything that they say it is. I guess, you know, the fresh breath alone is worth the price of admission.
I think so.
And it's economical, you know?
Well, and you know what? We bought it for the kids, too. I just got a couple bottles in for my daughter here in Louisville, as well as Elisa's niece and nephew, because when you read that research about IQ and fluoride, you want to get fluoride out of your kid's toothpaste as early as possible.
That was some eye-opening information they had about just the toxic junk in toothpaste.
Yeah. And you put it right in your mouth. You know you're swallowing some amount of it. You know what I mean? It's not like as though you go, well, no, I rinse really good and I spit it all out. I don't think so. I think some of it goes down your throat, whether you want it to or not.
I gave some to my dentist, and she was impressed with it, too. So hopefully they pick it up.
Yeah, good stuff. Really, really good stuff. All right, we've got a great show planned for today. We've got lots of great questions, as usual. We have a real thinking audience when it comes to the Blueprint Power Hour. The first question comes from Joey Montalbano. He says, holy hell, I just got the Blueprint and cannot believe how much stuff I just got. Very cool. And I want to mention something after I read this. I won't be able to read all the BP today, but I wanted to put in an order of supplements so I can start ASAP. If you have time, could you let me know how much Synthogen or other sups you recommend me buying to maximize the lean muscle gain process? It would really help me out a ton. And I want to mention something. So we had Coach Dan John on yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And Coach Dan John said, you know what a good coach does? They steal things. They steal things that work from other coaches. They steal things that work. He said a good coach is always stealing things because they're not inventing reinventing the wheel. And if you remember what I said about the blueprint, when Rob first came on the show, I said the blueprint is like the Google of all good training programs. Rob does all the heavy lifting, finds what works, throws out what doesn't, and puts it all in one book. I would say that you stand up to what Coach Dan John said is required of a good coach.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm offender number one in that area and proud of it because there are a lot of great ideas out there. My challenge was to, you know, separate the wheat from the chaff and weave them into a comprehensive system that was repeatable, and that's really the gist of it. That's what separates it from the pack. So to answer your question, Joey, somebody pointed this out to me the other day, that for a show called The Blueprint Power Hour, I spend a lot of time talking about convict conditioning, Brooks Dubik's dinosaur bodyweight training, etc. The truth is, those are fine books and appropriate recommendations in many instances, but it's also true the blueprint brings something unique to the table no other system can. And that something is this, a phase-shifting shell that auto-regulates your physiology and allows you to break even the most stubborn plateau and keep gaining. Every system works for as long as it takes your body to adapt to it. If you know what works for you, you can still train your way. Results are just going to be magnified. If you don't know what works for you, I lay out a system that rotates your body through no less than 5 different training modalities during your first blueprint run. It's about 10 weeks. And I don't discriminate in whose weapons I use. Charles Staley's escalating density training, total tonnage, high intensity, 5x5 static holds, even loading patterns from Germany and Russia that I weave together for one specific purpose, to get and keep you growing. And I've probably undersold just how much information is included. So here's the 10,000-foot overview on what you get when you order 3.0. It starts you with, you actually get the 2.0 first, which are 68 very information-dense pages detailing the guts of the system. So if it's size and strength you're looking for, nothing does it better or faster. You also get the Blueprint Periodic, which is a dedicated power bodybuilding strategy for an extended stay in Gainesville. You get the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course, which, Carl, I think you put 3/4 and kept on.
Yes, it stayed on, too. My arms, you know, and I've talked about the fact that my arms don't grow easily at all, and I've never done any direct work, but that one workout session made my arms bigger, that they're bigger today.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a ridiculous session where I was going to push myself into rhabdo, by the way.
So, yeah, I think you actually cut it short.
Yeah, I actually did it in 4 instead of 6 hours.
So you also get the supplement secrets document detailing how to homebrew various transdermal, intra-workout, and other game changers for pennies on the dollar. Excel-based auto calculators, it's beautiful. They do all the work for you. You just punch your 1 rep max into them, hit enter, and presto. It spits out every weight, set, and rep to use for the entire program. And finally, you get the Blueprint 3.0 in its entirety, Roadmap to Recomp. It is an absolute gold mine of information of how to strip fat and build muscle simultaneously at the fastest possible rate. Now, it's one thing to hear it from me, right, the guy who wrote it. But it's quite another to hear from people who've used it. On past episodes, we've had folks like Gareth Denyer on here, who's a strength coach in Houston, Texas. He trains high school football players and other athletes, prepping them for college and the pros. Now, I needn't tell you how big high school football is, right, in Texas. He uses Blueprint with his athletes to get them scholarships, put hundreds of pounds on their bench, squat, and deadlift in record time. The bottom line is, it works, works fast, and keeps working long after other programs stop. Now, with respect to your question about supplements, I actually recommend everybody new to Blueprint have your first Blueprint run without any supplements or just the basics to evaluate the power of the system. Thereafter, I encourage people to add supplements strategically, and that's the key word, to evaluate their cost-to-benefit ratio. Given your goal, Joey, of maximizing lean muscle, I would suggest 2 bottles of Synthogen. That's it. No additional essential amino acids, branched-chain amino acids, no NO2, no creatine or glucose disposal agents. Synthogen covers all those bases and exceptionally well at that. More importantly, it is used, again, strategically, not shotgunned, at 2 critical times, in and around the workout and just prior to meals, thus magnifying the 2 most important fundamentals in any program, training and diet. Here's the bottom line. The combination of smart training and strategic supplementation will see you running circles around most people in your gym. You can expect to get some funny looks because you'll be doing a lot of unorthodox stuff, which, by the way, is a great sign you've broken free from the sheeple out there. But once you have the blueprint, you are armed and dangerous for life. One run will convince you. It is hands down the most effective training system you will ever use. I hope that helps.
Well, and I gotta say something. So Coach Dan John is revered in the world of strength and conditioning, right? And one of the things he said was, you know, a program really works when it works the second time, the third time, the fourth time. Everything works one time, and everything stops working, as Rob points out. But Coach Dan John said, but you really know when something is worth it if it works the second time you run it, the third time you run it. And we hear about people who are on their third and fourth runs of the blueprint and continually making those gains by running it over and over again. So I think that, according to someone as revered as Coach Dan John, says that the blueprint is, in fact, one of those keepers.
Yeah, you know, the great irony is it's really not my information. I chose the very best of the best out there. What's unique about it is that I structured it in such a way that one phase builds on the next, which is entirely different than program hopping, right? It's the bane of
training. That is a system. That is when a system builds on what you did previously. That's the difference between a system and just doing things randomly.
It's a huge, huge difference. One is training. The second is just playing.
And here's the beauty. Right now, Rob is doing something that he's never done before. And you're going to hear the radio spot in a second. You can get the Blueprint 3.0 for free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. It doesn't get any, but you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin, which gives you monthly information to keep you moving, and you get that. What is the Blueprint selling, 3.0 selling for these days on Amazon and places like that? Is it like $60?
No, it's anywhere between, I want to say, 75 on Amazon to 97.
I mean, look at this. You're getting a almost $100 training guide that works for people over and over again. I know I sound like I'm pimping, but it's because I am. Here's a guy who comes and delivers information week after week for free, and he's got possibly the single best training guide out there. And you know why? It's not his training guide. It's an assembly of systems that have stood the test of time, so you don't have to go out and dig it all up and put it together yourself. He's done all the work for you. Rob is like Google for training programs at work.
I can honestly tell you for the asking price just for the newsletter alone, right? $10 or less a month. I guarantee you will echo Joey's comments with, holy hell. I just got the blueprint.
No, I know.
I can't believe how much stuff I got.
All right, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions from listeners. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
a special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All inferior creatures are to become
Welcome back.
The enemy of the Daleks and destroy.
We love freedom here on Supreme Radio. And we want to be free to buy healthy food, and we want to know what's GMO and what's not. So that goes hand in hand with all that discussion. But anyway, this is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. So, Rob, this one comes from Luke Ebo. He says, I listened to your show about Forskolin. Do you think Forskolin can be stacked with the fat burner patch? Actually, I thought about ordering the fat burner patch after I heard your comments. I want you to know that I trust your judgment and appreciate your hard work.
Yeah, you know, I think this is a fantastic idea, given you'd be burning fat through multiple pathways. The heavy hitters in the H-Force fat burner patch are 7-keto DHEA. And T2, which is a powerful thyroid hormone.
Yeah.
And ramping up thyroid brings up one issue of concern, though, muscle loss. For the record, I don't think the patch caused it when I was using it, although I didn't run it very long. It was about 3 weeks. But it's always best to play it safe, and that's where Forskolin comes in, because it demonstrates the ability in human studies to actually build lean body mass, which will nicely offset any risk of catabolism. It also sensitizes fat cells to the effects of adrenaline and noradrenaline, leading to faster and more efficient fat loss. The ideal, then, as I see it, is a 24/7 fat-burning strategy as follows. You'd have a morning dose of 50 milligram Forskolin with a meal. a second dose of 50 milligrams of Forskolin at noon, say lunch, and then you apply the H-Force fat burner patch at night. You also want to remember to be in a slight caloric deficit when executing this strategy. It seemed to be obvious, but many people miss it. You can liberate free fatty acids and have them floating around the bloodstream, but unless they're used for energy, they'll ultimately be redeposited as body fat. Now, personally, I recommend zigzagging calories to ensure your metabolism never gets a chance to downregulate and match any set or constant caloric intake. The combination of Forskolin and the fat burner patch should see you leaning out nicely. My Blueprint Bulletin subscribers will be getting an in-depth look at Forskolin in next month's issue, and there's more info on the fat burner patch on the BlueprintBulletin.com. But needless to say, when your temperature jumps nearly 2 degrees in 90 minutes after putting that patch on, you can't fudge stuff like that.
And let's be clear on why this happens, just so you understand this. Thyroid hormone, especially the form that is available over the counter, because it naturally occurs in beef when you eat it in very, very, very small amounts, naturally occurs in your body as well, which is the T2 format that they use in the, the T2 form that they use in the patch, has been shown to be a mitochondrial uncoupler. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who remember the lore about things like DNP, which killed some people because it was a industrial solvent that caused an extreme and irreversible form of mitochondrial uncoupling. What this does is very, very subtle, but it causes mitochondrial uncoupling. And what this means is the mitochondria has to work harder to burn, to produce energy. So it consumes more fuel and as a result puts off more heat. So what you need to interpret this as is you start burning calories just sitting still to a greater degree than had you not used it. And this is what mildly raises your body temperature. It's nothing dangerous like some of these things like DNP, but the concept is the same. Mitochondria, all thyroid hormone causes mitochondrial uncoupling. This is why thyroid hormone causes body heat.
Yeah.
So very, very interesting discussion. Let me just see something here because I'm not paying attention to where we are on studio time. We have another question. This one comes from William Earp II. I noticed the blueprint on Amazon this morning. I apologize. I just had to take a sneak peek at the price. What a relief. The price appears very reasonable for the value. But the availability of products on the site like Amazon has me wondering whether I should buy products and services on retail websites such as Amazon, NutriPlanet, Vitacost, etc. Probably the approach that will reap the most cost savings for me, or buy direct from pioneers in physical culture and anti-aging such as yourself, Life Extension Foundation, and other sponsors of Superhuman Radio. I probably have I've purchased close to $1,000 of blood tests and supplements directly from Life Extension in the past year. But I am sure I could find comparable products and services cheaper. Heck, I recently noticed that Life Extension products are being sold on these same retail websites. I could research the way that e-commerce works, and intuitively, I imagine this retail sale channel do support you guys, but I would like your take on the relative impact of consumer buying channels on your business models. I appreciate the amount of experience, time, energy, and money that you employ to bring these products to market. Ultimately, I want you guys to be around for a long, long time, and I want to avoid the tendency to buy the same products at retail websites if the marginal cost savings to me from these websites ultimately undermines your products and services in the long run. What a thoughtful question.
It's very insightful.
Because most people don't even give a damn. They just look for the cheapest price. They don't care how it impacts them.
Exactly. Yeah. So first things first, Billy, it's nice to see a man with a conscience. It is true that retail websites and other outlets take a bigger cut of our profits, but it's also true that they give the product more exposure. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. The blueprint can also be found on some ClickBank affiliate website. So your question is an astute one. How does purchasing through these websites affect the vendor? It's not easy making a living doing anything these days, you know, much less selling information, even if it is powerful information. That being said, as a sponsor here, I make sure to go the extra mile for people who purchase the Blueprint via Superhuman Radio. Those who buy Blueprint through SHR receive various extras that those that buy through Amazon don't. Things like those Excel-based auto calculators that do all the work for you that I spoke to earlier, trackers to help manage every facet of your run, the Superhuman Radio Add One Inch to Your Upper Arms course, and a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin to sample. I also stay closer to those that buy through Superhuman Radio, given the audience is a lot more interactive, and many of us are here every week, right, and they use me as a consultative resource, and I'm grateful for it. In short, buying the Blueprint or even sampling group Blueprint Bulletin from SHR helps me keep this show going month in and month out. So, yes, it certainly makes a difference. Here's the final word. I practice what I preach. I support local farmers and small businesses where I can. In my opinion, the rise of corporate America hasn't done anything good for this country. So voting with your dollars, you know, for the little guy is important. This was a fantastic question, Bill. I actually talked to Billy last night just to, you know, as an illustration of how close I stay to folks that purchase through Superhuman Radio or might be on the fence. And he said, I just have some questions, you know, before I buy. Would you mind taking a phone call? I said, absolutely not. So we chatted for about a half hour last night. Great guy.
Yeah, no, and it makes a lot of sense because when you support, look, first of all, buy the product no matter how you buy it. We're not saying to those of you out there that you've got to buy it this way if it's cheaper someplace else. Get it. But obviously, there are some benefits to the community when you buy through direct, like through Rob's website or something like that. But yeah, great, great question. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more questions to answer. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a
$26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Okay, the next question comes from John Kofopoulos. He says, I'd like an update on your Katsu Calves protocol. Sounds brutal, and I'm curious to know what's going on. Have you been doing that consistently?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a story. The whole experience has underscored the credo, the body becomes its function, for me. Really has. So to refresh, what I'm doing is I'm wrapping just below my knees to trap more blood in the calves while performing kneeling calf raises. Now, when I started this journey, it was three sets of 33, twice a day, with 2 minutes of rest between sets, 6 days a week. The result was a searing burn, a hellacious pump, and such sick-looking calves, and you're done with that. As the weeks rolled by, three sets of 33 turned into three sets of 50, and the burn was greatly diminished. And to me, this speaks to building greater capillary density and a hell of an increase in work capacity, which we know is the physiological trigger for muscle growth, right? You cram more work into any given unit of time, it sends the grow signal to your muscle. My next step was to bring the rest periods down to just 1 minute in between sets. And again, three sets of 33 became three sets of 50, and this time I got there even faster. The results, a full quarter inch on my calves.
Wow.
in a little over a month's time, using body weight only. So if you're going to perform this little experiment, here's how to go about it. Go to Walmart and buy two ankle support sleeves. Roll those sleeves up just above the knee, then fold them down and over until they're just below your knee, trapping the blood supply in the calf. Squat down in front of a flat bench and place your hands on it for balance. Now, perform calf raises by just pushing up on the balls of your feet. Don't worry if your heels don't touch the ground. Perform three sets of 33 reps twice daily with 2 minutes of rest between sets, 6 days a week. Sunday off. Each session should be separated by at least 4 hours. That's an important point. And then, fourth and finally, gradually up the reps to three sets of 50, then bring the rest periods down to 1 minute in between sets. The reason I like the ankle sleeves is that unlike the knee wraps I was using previously, they apply just the right amount of pressure to occlude the muscle, not completely cut off the blood supply. They're easy to slip on and off, they're consistent in the force they apply, and in general, they're much more user-friendly. Is the bottom line. This is one method worth tinkering with, and yes, it can be applied to other muscle groups such as biceps, etc. You need only work with 20% less or less of your one rep max, and the growth that ensues will leave no doubt in your mind there is more than one way to grow.
Yeah. Katsu is a really amazing opportunity for people. And it's also good for recovery. I will be using Katsu as soon as my hamstring is a little further along for that muscle. So anyway, this next question comes from Raleigh Wood. He says, on a recent Superhuman Radio podcast, the benefits of R-alpha-lipoic acid were discussed. What is the protocol for R-alpha-lipoic acid? Pre-workout, post-workout? What do you think?
Well, R-ALA is best dosed at 600 milligrams a day in three divided doses. And it's generally recommended that it be taken on an empty stomach 1 hour before eating. Oral lipoic acid supplements are better absorbed on an empty stomach than with food, as taking it with food decreased peak plasma concentrations by about 30% and total plasma concentrations by almost 20%. It is a potent glucose disposal agent, antioxidant, and detoxifier. So much so, in Germany, lipoic acid is approved for the treatment of diabetic neuropathies and is available by prescription. And you're right to be zeroing in on the R isomer. Most lipoic acid supplements are a mix, 50-50 mix of the R and S forms. And in more than one study, after oral dosing, peak plasma concentrations of R-ALA were found to be 40 to 50% higher than the S isomer, suggesting the R form is better absorbed. Now, there's one caveat here. You want to ensure you're getting 1 milligram or so of biotin for every 100 milligrams of R-ALA, as it will deplete the body of biotin. And you will notice this right quick in the form of chapped lips if you don't supplement with biotin. Fortunately, smart, quality companies like Life Extension are on top of this. Now, with respect to dosing, I'll offer the following. On training days, if you're using an intra-workout drink like Carbolin, 200 milligrams about an hour pre-workout, 200 milligrams immediately post-workout, washed down with the remaining third of your drink, and then the final dose would come 1 hour before dinner. On off days, it's two caps, three times daily, an hour before your three biggest meals, ideally being breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you really want to kick this up a notch, and this is an interesting, this was interesting to me, add 500 milligrams of vitamin C and 2 to 400 IU of natural vitamin E to your RALA. The reason for that is RALA recycles both vitamin C and E, and it's fat and water soluble and protects the liver. It's a fantastic product, and outside of training and diet, I think it's as good as it gets insofar as preventing adult onset, or what we like to call acquired diabetes.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Excuse me, I have to cough. I had a cough. Live On Labs now has a lipospheric R-ALA. It's about 250 or 260 milligrams per packet.
Wow.
And the bioavailability is through the roof.
Wow.
It won't be available till November. But I have a box of it, and I've been using it right before my post-workout meal.
That's the first time I've heard of it.
It's super dupe. I mean, so you can combine it with the lipospheric C, it sounds like, according to what you just said.
Wow. Well, I'd like to check that out.
Okay, we have another question here. Let's get to it. The next question comes from Greg Geldart. I've heard you mention on your phone consultations before. Can you tell me more about them? How much they cost? What can I expect? I'm thinking of signing up because I have a not so short list of training, diet, and supplement questions. And I've got a goal, but not sure how to arrange my training, diet, and so forth. Thanks for all you do on the show.
Yeah, I do perform half and 1 hour phone consultations, and they've become very popular. A half hour runs just $35, and the full hour is $50. But the real beauty of it is that it gives us the opportunity to converse, get your questions answered, and have me craft you a plan to achieve your goals. And I don't nickel and dime people either. You know, if we need to stay on longer, we stay on longer. there's no need to take notes on your end because I wrap everything up in an email, which is sent to you shortly thereafter, outlining my recommendations, any low-cost shopping if necessary, etc. And typically, I'll ask a series of questions to begin the call, which involves things like your height, weight, your biological age, your training age, or how many years you've been training, and, of course, your goal. And just knowing somebody's somatotype and how long they've been training is usually enough for me to diagnose the problem. Other guys, they've got injuries to work around. A lot of them have dozens of supplements on hand, and they're not sure which way to go on diet. Let me give you an example. The last guy I spoke to, he wanted to cut from 200 to 185, and his goal was to perform 20 pull-ups. He was using half a dozen supplements, some of which were in direct conflict with his goals. He was using some pretty heavy-duty pro-hormones and creatine mono, and his training had flatlined. So it's not always easy to see when it's you down in the weeds, and an impartial third party is much better suited to provide better answers. Long story short, we switched out his pro-hormones and creatine mono for beta-alanine and dicreatine malate, because you don't hold near the amount of water that you do with creatine mono, which are important to his chins. Changed his training, rearranged his cardio, and inside of 8 weeks, he dropped 15 pounds, most of it around the waist, and achieved his goal of 20 pull-ups. He also saved money by eliminating 4 of the 6 supplements he was using, and understands now when and where they can be used, you know, to better effect. So if you're interested in taking advantage, the best way to get a hold of me is to send an email to theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. I really do get great feedback on these, and it's a terrific way to bust a plateau and get those questions answered that are holding you back. So I appreciate you asking, Greg.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. I am Rob Regish's affable sidekick, Carl Lenore. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Get everything right, and I want you to. I get everything right. I'm not playing.
Welcome back.
Rude. I get everything right. I get up.
This is actually a good mashup. It just starts late. Hey, well, hold on.
You make me sing.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, I know that you've been anxious to hear what I'm about to talk about.
Yes, I am.
And that is colostrum. We have a company that's coming aboard that will be offering the audience not only the best possible type of colostrum available out there, but also a super-duper ridiculous offer to get them started. Immunodynamics is the leader. I've been waiting to get these guys on. There's lots of people out there who resell colostrum.
Right.
But Immunodynamics was started a long, long time ago, and they produce their own colostrum products. And they do it to the highest standards I could find. And they will be coming aboard. And they've got an offer that's ridiculous for first-time buyers of colostrum. We know there's constantly research coming out on colostrum. Adele Moussa writes about it a lot. Everybody wants colostrum, but it's hard to come by. Especially
yeah.
a good source, in other words, a good source at the right price. That's really the issue.
I've been chatting with a guy over on Anabolic Minds via PM, and he, you know, if anything, he was a huge skeptic of his colostrum, and he's reliably putting on a pound a week. And he's no newbie, you know, he's not new to the game. So, you know, that in combination with some of the other studies that I've spoken to here in prior weeks, about replacing 30 grams of whey a day with 30 grams of colostrum and building more lean body mass has really piqued my interest, because I'm probably like a lot of people. You know, I've used colostrum, but I've never used at the 20-30 gram a day level. It was always a couple grams and so forth.
Well, when you talk about 20-30 grams, you mean actual colostrum 20-30 grams, or you mean protein content of the colostrum 20-30 grams?
No, actual colostrum. Actual colostrum. See, I was always, you know, I would take a couple grams, and I never see anything great out of it. Yeah, does it have a soothing effect on the stomach? Yes. Do I think it aids in protein absorption? Yes. But never the lean body mass gains that I was reading about. Now, it may very well be a different story when you jack it up to the 20-30 grams a day that you're seeing in the studies. And you know, this guy in Anabolic Minds is raving about it. And he continues. I want to say he's in week 7 or 8. And so he's still going. So it may very well be that colostrum is a lot like branched chain amino acids. You know, five grams of BCAAs aren't going to do much. You get it up to 20, 25 grams during your workout, and it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, and that's the thing about colostrum is expensive, but if you take it on the days you train at those high doses, that's where the magic is, in my humble
yeah,
opinion.
Well, protein's not getting any cheaper either. So.
Well, you know, and you're right. You're absolutely right. But I mean, colostrum is not cheap, because it's very hard to come by, and it's very hard to render, as you'll find out when we start doing shows about it. This company, Immunodynamics, is amazing. And I've waited patiently. I've had other companies want to get on board. I held them off.
When do we get to see the
Well, the ads will probably start running within a week or so, I would predict.
Wow.
Also want to mention, we have a Superhuman University course coming up on the 26th of this month that is a must-hear for many of you. The ketogenic diet is becoming very popular for reversing diseases, for those who suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's, for curing cancers and controlling cancers, and also for performance. But there's a lot of misinformation about the ketogenic diet out there. In fact, so much so that there are people out there who get paid just to tell people how to eat ketogenically, which is ridiculous. Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, who's been on my show before, is a research scientist, and his specialty is ketogenic diets. And we're going to be doing a one-hour free Superhuman University seminar called Ketogenic Diets for Dummies. You'll come away understanding how to eat ketogenically. We're going to demystify it. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that if they just eat low carb, they're eating ketogenic. Wrong.
Right. They don't eat enough fat. You know, not understanding that fat is the new substrate for fuel. And, consequently, they end up burning protein for energy, which is, you know, metabolically inefficient.
And the type of protein that you eat on a ketogenic diet plays a role in that phenomenon. So Dr. D'Agostino is going to clear this up. You will not need anything else once you hear this free seminar. And if you can't show up live, there will be an MP3 available. I can promise you that. So,
wow.
What's going on your end of the world, Rob? Anything exciting?
Well, you know, I finally, based on my success with that H-Force fat burner patch, they had a special going on for the GH power patch. And, you know, it's not like I have the lab equipment here to register an increase in GH or IGF-1, but I can say this. I put that patch on my wrist before I go to bed at night, and damn, if my hands didn't fall asleep, and then I fell asleep shortly thereafter in just very, very vivid dreams. So there is something going on there. What exactly it is, I don't know. But that's one that you can put on and feel. I was rather shocked, you know, at the numbness in my hands and the deep, deep sleep. You know, I had slept that night for 6 hours, which usually is 2 hours short of what I shoot for. And I just woke up, you know, the next day feeling like I had slept for 8. So, you know, time will tell. I'd like to see some blood work on folks, but there's something going on there, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's feelable.
I hear a lot of people who use it and say the same thing. I got to be honest with you. There are a lot of people who tell me that they use it. You know, I have a prescription, so I'm not necessarily using that sort of stuff.
Right.
But there are people out there who are using it who give me feedback that makes me think that they are seeing some of the same effects as those of us who have legitimate injectable growth hormone prescriptions.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have had a lot of trouble sleeping just due to recent events. And, you know, based on that alone, that's worth it. It's an interesting product, and I had many discussions with Steve out there at H-Force about it, and convinced me to give it a whirl, and I'm glad I did.
Oh, wait a minute. We have some breaking news. Hold on a second.
Shoot.
This just in. On tomorrow's Superhuman Radio, Brad Jeffries will be on the show, Rob Regish.
Oh, he will, Willie.
Yes, Brad Jeffries will be on the show, and we're going to talk about his famous software program that Rob talked about using way back when called Power Building. And guess what? This may actually be available to the public very shortly again. Holy mackerel. Breaking news right here on Superhuman Radio. How do you like that?
Are you pulling my leg?
No, I swear to God. I cannot reveal who Brad Jeffries is yet. You'll have to tune in to find out who Brad Jeffries is. But Brad, I did track him down. I had to pull from some strings of some things that you mentioned. And I was able to connect some people to some people. And I said, I want to have Brad Jeffries on the show. He wrote for, to give the background about who Brad Jeffries is.
Brad Jeffries appeared in Muscle Media 2000 back in the day and was supposedly the brainchild, the brains behind a program called Power Building, which, for the record, was the most effective, you know, muscle strength power program I had ever run. It was back before the internet. You would take your one rep maxes and send them away to Golden, Colorado. And a week or two later, you'd receive a blue binder with all of your sets and reps and the amount of weight right down to the minutes, to rest in between sets. And it worked, and it worked like a charm. And I am so glad to hear that it may be coming back. That's exciting.
Well, it wasn't coming back before. So this was written up in what? Muscle Media 2000?
It was in Muscle Media 2000. I remember like it was yesterday. I kept the ads. That's how sentimental they were.
Okay, so the Brad Jeffries is coming on the show tomorrow. We will reveal who he is on the air. I can tell you that. And we're going to try to coax him into re-releasing Power Building. He still has it. It still runs. He still uses it periodically. He doesn't necessarily use it for other people. But I think it's something that maybe we can get him to allow the audience to reach out and he can build programs for them. Who knows?
I am imploring him to do this. And it has to be a lot more economical today for him to do it, because I'd imagine be all done over the computer, no mailing costs and three ring binders.
Yeah, email it, right? Email in, email out. How do you like that? Breaking news right here at the moment on Superhuman Radio. Brad Jeffries will be on the show tomorrow. I just made Rob's day, by the way.
I can't wait to find out. I know who it is, but I'll let you let the cat out of the bag tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. Let's keep the secret till tomorrow. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day in traditional great form from Rob Regish. In the meantime, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Blueprint banner ad today. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, one-year subscription, and get the Blueprint 3.0 for free, plus add 1 inch to your upper arms, Superhuman University course, plus a free gift, a secret gift. I'm going to tell you, it's a picture of me and my kitty cats. But you got to sign up now to get that. The first 100 people will get the whole package. Don't delay. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Lean back. I love Cheryl Lynn, some of her old music. Remember these songs from back in the day, Rob?
No, I've lived a sheltered life.
You're kidding, right?
No, I was always... Listen, if it, I...
You don't remember this song right here? Listen.
Never heard it.
So you didn't do the whole disco thing back in the day, huh?
No, I was reading strength training books.
No, not me. I was out there. I was out there partying, brother. Drinking martinis and dancing till the sun came up.
I'll probably make up for lost time later in my life.
There you go. All right, so here we go. The blueprint tip of the day. And in true form, it's a really good one. So... And I'm trying to get Brad Schoenfeld on the show tomorrow, actually. Just messaged him in light of this discussion because he just published a study with, why can't I think of it? Brett Contreras, specifically about this whole, the metabolic effects of training and the pump and the pain and all that. So let's wade into this. Is soreness really an indication of muscle growth?
Yeah, I don't know about you, but, you know, in my travels from coast to coast, I've been in gyms and heard a lot of comments like, I had a great workout yesterday, I'm really sore. So there seems to be this common perception that soreness equals growth. And I wanted to expand upon that a little bit this week. It generally goes that if people get sore, they think they're going to be growing some muscle. If they don't get sore, they feel like they wasted the workout. Which begs the question, what is muscle soreness in the first place? It is usually discomfort or pain in the muscle caused by unfamiliar physical activity. A simple change in movements usually does it, and the soreness presents within the first day and usually peaks within two. For me, it peaks at the 48-hour point like clockwork, and by 5 to 7 days, it's usually gone, hence its name, DOMS, or delayed onset muscle soreness. We know it's there, but the real question is, what causes it? And they have tried to explain what does cause it, and there are many theories, But none has conclusively proven to cause soreness. The current theory tries to explain soreness through a combination of theories. One, muscle and connective tissue damage due to high forces, especially eccentric or the lowering of the weight. Two, increased calcium leakage from the muscle. And three, lowering of the weight sensitizes and activates the receptors that cause pain and discomfort. Which brings us to this question. Is damage actually necessary to grow? And the short answer to that is no. Muscle damage is not required. Muscle can grow with just tension and no damage, although it's rare. Now, you want to note the word tension because it's really key to everything. Receptors called integrins can sense mechanical load and activate pathways which are required for protein synthesis and ultimately growth, so-called integrin-mediated signaling. So even if you're not sore, you can still grow. Soreness is not indicative of this level of damage. You could have done the same muscle damage, but it's possible the pain receptors get less and less sensitive as you get used to the stimulus. So you don't feel the soreness, though the damage is still present, and maybe even more so than when you had the soreness. Let me put it this way. If I wrapped you in a burlap bag and whacked you with a hammer...
I was just going to say that.
You'd be plenty sore, right?
Yeah.
However, I doubt you'd grow much muscle. In fact, muscle soreness may mean less muscle growth, because unlike protein synthesis, protein breakdown goes up with greater damage. So when you're really sore, it may very well mean that you're breaking down more muscle and in turn growing less. You know, let's look at some real-world examples. Powerlifters, right? They're all doing low reps, which are far less likely to cause soreness. But powerlifters who perform those low reps carry as much, if not more, muscle than bodybuilders. On the other end of the spectrum, endurance athletes, like cyclists and runners, get plenty sore, but they don't grow any appreciable muscle compared to weight trainers. Which brings me to a practical application. It's apparent by now that tension, or more accurately, total tonnage, you know, lifted per unit of time, is the stimulus for muscle growth. Now, you may or may not get sore from it. That's not the point. The point is you need a way to quantify it. So next time you're in the gym, try this little experiment. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Load a barbell with 200 pounds and prepare to squat. You want to rest 2 minutes in between sets. When the timer goes off at the 15-minute mark, you stop and tally up your reps. Hypothetically, let's say our lifter pumps out 50 reps in 15 minutes. Here's the math behind it. 50 reps times 200 pounds equals 10,000 pounds. He lifted a total of 10,000 pounds, and you divide that by 15 minutes. What you get is the number 666. As in, our lifter demanded his muscles lift 666 pounds per minute. The next time he repeats that workout, his one and only goal is to get more reps in the same 15 minutes. If he does, he stimulated growth. If he doesn't, it was all for naught. And if you can imagine your muscles now outside your body having the following conversation. Hey, last week this guy asked us to move 666 pounds per minute. This week he asked us to move 800 pounds per minute. We better go get some friends. That is how muscles grow and how you can get more done in 15 minutes than the next 100 people that are just winging it in your gym or trying to get sore. So I thought that was something to think about for your
Also, if anybody who's gone for a sports massage, where they do deep tissue massage, right? Injure your muscles. You could feel you have pain the next day after a deep tissue massage. You're in pain. You're sore, but you're not growing anything.
No. You can tear up muscle, you know, 8 ways to Sunday, but you know, in terms of actually stimulating muscle growth, that's a whole other ball game. And there's a science and an art behind it. I just gave you the science. And the science will serve you well, especially if you're tracking the numbers. Guaranteed, in 15 minutes, you'll get more done than most people that are there for 3 hours.
You know, you know what I've been experimenting with lately? This is especially because I hurt my leg, right? So I tore a hamstring. I've been experimenting with dynamic tension and static contraction, but from a flexing standpoint. If you can flex a muscle, you can tense your bicep, you know, break your elbow, bring your hand all the way up and totally flex your bicep and put everything you have into it, and it will burn like you just did 10 reps with something.
Oh yeah.
And so I've been thinking about that, right? So we're trying to get let me see something here. Let's see here, Brad. So Brad Schoenfeld will be on tomorrow also. Right after we reveal who Brad Jeffries is. We'll have two Brads on tomorrow. Brad Schoenfeld just published another one of his studies that looks at the metabolic process of building muscle. I'm going to ask him, can you use flexing post-workout after you've trained? So Brad and Brett Contreras came on the show, and we talked about the ideal way to build muscle, you know, the high rep, the low rep heavyweight stuff first to create the tension, then the high rep stuff to cause the metabolic backup into the muscle. Both of these things are required to get a truly efficient effect on hypertrophy. Well, why couldn't you use flexing to create that metabolic waste product in the muscle and signal the muscle that it has? Does it have to be fighting against a weight? Does your bicep know that you're not holding a weight in your hand when you flex it so hard that it cramps and burns like you just held a weight in your arm?
No, Katsu method is proof positive of that. I just use my body weight, no external resistance. Yeah. Except zero, quarter inch on the calves.
I'm actually communicating with Brad Schoenfeld right now. It's going to be a great show tomorrow. I can promise you that.
I can't believe you tracked down Brad Jeffries.
We're going to have two Brads on tomorrow. Brad Jeffries and Brad Schoenfeld. It's going to be a great show. We're going to call it the Brad Square Show. There you go.
And is the Brad Jeffries at noon?
Yes, he's going to be at noon. And you're going to be surprised when you find out who he is. And guess what? We're going to try to get him to deploy that software somehow.
You consider me first in line to assuage him to do that.
Hold on, I'm messaging Brad Schoenfeld right now. Muscle growth. There we go.
Okay. So how long did it take you to find the elusive Brad?
When did you talk about Muscle Media 2000 and the power building CD? Wasn't that one of the blueprint tips of the day that you talked about dusting off old things?
No, it was an answer to a question about what was the most effective program I used, but I want to say it was a month or less.
Okay, so that's how long it took me to finally get him. And I had to go through intermediate. I reached out to somebody who you said you thought he was, right?
Yes.
And I said, is this you? And he said, no. And I said, well, do you know who it is? And he said, yes. I said, could you put me in touch with him? And he said yes, and so he emailed him and copied me, but the guy never responded. So then I emailed him a few times, and he finally responded and apologized that he's been real busy. And I said, you know, I want to have you on the show. I want to talk about power building.
Wow.
And he says, I still have the software. It's sitting on my computer right now. I use it periodically. And I said, would you ever dust it off and make it available to the masses again? He goes, yeah, I think I could.
I'm telling you. That is pure gold. Is he still in the business?
Yes, you can say he's still in the business.
Okay. Well, I for one will raise my hand and say that I'm quite interested, because I know, if I place that in a certain part of the blueprint, it's scary to think what my guys would be able to do.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? And I'll put you together with them, and you guys can work something out, maybe.
I'm salivating right now.
Okay. Well, don't salivate too much, because you're gonna ruin the microphone on your phone. So it's been another great Blueprint Power Hour. And Rob, do you like the liners that we have now? These new image liners that I'm running, where it's clips of me from previous shows with Elliot's voiceover.
Yeah, I particularly like the ones where you go right after the federal government and the FDA.
I like the one on Merck, personally. That's the one I really, but we have some really, really new ones. I didn't even hear this one yet. Here, let's listen to a couple before we end the show. Hold on a second. So let's see what this one sounds like. Yeah.
Shred your trash, brother.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. Oh, no, no, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how can it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Here, and listen to this one. I haven't heard this one yet, but the title of it is The Brainless FDA Promo. Let's hear what it sounds like.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
That is funny, right? They have to do more research to make sure arsenic is really dangerous for people.
I'm afraid we're going to find you at the bottom of a river.
No, I don't think so. You know what? Look, there's a lot of people out there doing what I'm doing. I mean, they'd have to start at the top of the food chain, and by the time they got to me, I think they'd be satisfied.
Yeah. You know what? It's important to get the word out, social media, however you can do it. We do have power, so let's use that to make sure that not only for us, but for our kids, we're not eating GMO crap.
Yeah, well, if they have their way, we will be, that's for sure. Anyway, Rob Regish, thank you so much for the Blueprint Power Hour today, brother.
It's a pleasure, every week.
And check out the new offer. It's a fantastic offer. Sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 for free, an outstanding value. Tune in tomorrow when we reveal who Brad Jeffries from Muscle Media 2000 was, and where the power building software resides now and how you can take advantage of it. Second part of the show, we will be joined by Brad Schoenfeld talking about a recent study that he and Brett Contreras just published. Is post-exercise muscle soreness a valid indicator of muscular adaptation? So we kind of open that door on today's show. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Take care, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. See everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening, as always.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.